I try to be like that in every circumstance. That's the peace of God in many regards, to just know it's coming. You know, sometimes in life, though, you can't wait. I can't wait for this doctor's appointment. I've got another appointment in an hour. And I've already waited here for 2 hours. I've got to go, because who knows how long I'm going to have to wait there. So it's not a question of your feeling. It's a question of you sitting there and waiting for it. And the same thing with faith. You continue to believe in what's coming. You believe it is coming. So you wait for it. Instead of going like, I'm never going to get the Holy Spirit. Forget it. I'm just going to go and do what I really want to do, which is fornicate and drink alcohol. That's what I want to do. I want to go out and get drunk. I want to, drink, smoke dope. I'm gonna hit the bars, right? Maybe meet a few ladies, right? That's what I really want to do. When you do that, now you've lost your patience. But to wait patiently for something is to continue. God is going to turn me. He's going to do for me. He's going to send me His Holy Spirit. And you could even doubt. I feel like He isn't in your feeling, meaning, like, not doubt seriously in your heart. I mean doubt, because I know doubt is a bad thing, and I almost talk about, like, you can do it. I tell you, the day I received the Holy Spirit, I doubted. I didn't think I was going to receive anything. Even though I drove 100 miles to a strange place, and I asked them to pray for me and lay their hands on me that I could receive the Holy Spirit, I stood there as they began, and I said to myself, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I'm going to stand here like an idiot all day, and nothing is going to happen. That's what I said to myself. Well, God could have said, well, if you're going to be like that, then I'm not going to come. He had already determined He was coming. And He also put it in my heart to say, oh, Paul, have a little faith. Lord Jesus, grant me my heart's desire. What kind of prayer is that? That's all I said. Lord Jesus, grant me my heart's desire. Boom. Okay. I was waiting for you to say that. You know how many times I'd prayed in tears, weeping, crying out to God to turn me from iniquity and to send His Holy Spirit? And I didn't believe in... Even at that moment, I wasn't convinced of tongues. When I spoke with tongues, I wasn't at all. I didn't know what I was. You know, I was willing whatever God would do. I was willing, but I was not. I told Him, I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to pretend. But when my lips started jumping on my face, I mean, they were jumping involuntarily, you know, like the freaky kind, you know, like scary to me. But it wasn't scary, but it was. If something like that just happened to someone, they might think, "Oh, I'm having a seizure," or a, you know, maybe it's like I'm losing, like what's those diseases where they suddenly, you know, where we lose control of parts, like Parkinson's or something, like early onset Parkinson's of the mouth, you know, it just started trembling and moving and started forming little. It was weird because it had to be that strong for me. You know why people wonder, well, Paul, why'd you have such a strong experience when I know other people who have not quite so strong experiences? It's like probably to overcome my great doubt. But I was there, and I was asking, because I was still waiting. That's really the thing. Endure and keep coming. Don't give up. Abraham didn't give up. Though he went into Hagar, right? His wife said, you know, take Hagar, my handmaid, and then you'll have the child of promise. God had said by Sarah. Well, Abraham slept with Hagar. I mean, you could say that was kind of a breach of faith. You know? But God still counted him righteous because he didn't stop believing. Though all the other works happened which might have been somewhat contrary. He believed God. He didn't always know the methods it would be. You know, I don't know if it was so much of a breach of faith that they thought, well, maybe this is how it's going to be. Men verily swear by the greater. That's why when they go take their oaths, you know, they put their hand on the Bible. Something bigger than you, right? You know, do you swear the truth, so help you God. You know. Oh, you know, put your hand on Caesar's bust. You swear by Caesar to tell the truth. Because then what you're saying is, if I'm found lying, then I submit myself to the judgment of the greater. God willing more abundantly to show the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel. Confronted by an oath, he swore. So what? By two immutable things. What are the two? Well, the fact, one, he speaks the truth. God cannot lie. So his statement, I promise this, is already immutable. One thing that cannot be changed. I am not a liar. The second was, I swear by myself. He made an oath, and he said so, and then he topped it off with an oath. Two immutable things. That we could have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. Meaning there's something, we flee to God for help and he's laid a certain hope before. We have a hope of righteousness. Christ crucified. You know, it's laid before us. We hope for it. So he gives us this strong consolation in the immutability of his word. And he gave Abraham as an example so that we can look at that and see it doesn't change if we are patient. And I know this because I waited. I don't say this as one who's never had to wait for anything. God made me, and I'm not someone who doesn't like to wait for anything. I hate to wait. Most people do, right? But I am not one to wait. Though I guess, there's different aspects of every person, right? We wait. I don't want to say I don't like to wait, but I don't like to wait. Who does? But sometimes we're willing to wait, right? When something's good enough. And when we're patient enough to have it and not greedy. With the Holy Ghost, though, I'd rather be greedy. I'd rather be a little bit excited about it. Don't mistake diligence for impatience. We have this hope as an anchor. The hope of what? Of the resurrection of the dead. Of the gifts of God. Of, you know, of what? The good word of God. The powers of the world to come. The powers of righteousness. The powers that all the things that God's power can do for us in our lives.